So, we're coming to the end of our last talk for today, and I'm very happy that we are closing with a real train operation. And in this case, we're talking about how to do that with open source, how open source can help there. And Niels, it's your stage.
Yeah, thank you. So my name is Niels. And during the week, I try to make medical devices speak together. And on the weekend, I'm playing with trains. So I'm working at Dampfbahn Fränkische Schweiz on the weekends, which you can't see because it's too bright on the beamer. For location, this is Forchheim, which some people might know in the medical industry because that's where my employer is. And the next bigger city is Nuremberg, which is somewhere around here. We have a short line, 16 kilometers, was closed down in 74. We are running it since 80-something. We have something like 30,000 passengers per year, so we are slightly sized for a heritage line or museum railway. We have 400 members in the club, of which 40 are actually active. We are running steam and diesel every Sunday from May and to October. Sometimes occasionally holiday train or special trains or whatever. But May to October is the main time. We are completely volunteer run, so we have a professional safety manager, but everything else is completely volunteers. We are a real railway running under FVNE regulations, so slightly easier rules than the Deutsche Bahn has, but still real railway rules. And because we are kind of the only railway in the region, a lot of local initiatives are in contact with us. There are some initiatives who want to reopen public transport on the line, which for us would be good because then we can get a lot of Trassengebühr. But and it would also help the area quite a lot. So why do I do the talk here? So first I want to put heritage lines generally on the radar for you guys, A, to come and visit us, and B, because we have a lot of need for people doing IT stuff. And the interesting thing is, as we are running, some of the heritage lines have their own line, where we can do more or less whatever we want, what the EBA allows in Germany. We are the perfect experimentation ground if you want to try out some stuff. If you look at Europe, we have about 100 heritage lines in Germany. UK is the absolute mecca. They have, I don't know, far above 100. They are about 50 in Austria, 20 in France, 10 in Belgium, so all over Europe you will find some lines. They are organized in larger communities. In Germany it's the VDMT, in Austria the UMT, UK has the Heritage Railway Association, the HRA. So there's a bigger group, and there's a European organization called FedEx Rail. What's our problem? We like trains, but we are horribly bad at computers. This is kind of the typical members. So that's me after a training shift as a fireman. This is our engineer who is in real life a state attorney. And this was my trainer for firemen. He is in real life a medical doctor. I'm the only one who has to do something with IT in this picture, and I'm probably the one of three in the whole club who has to do something with IT. So big problem if we want to run anything in IT. What do we do? Of course, we do the stuff that a normal railway does. So we sell tickets.